This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
This is Roger Stone sitting in for Alex Jones here at InfoWars, and continuing today, we're going to focus now on the controversy in Washington regarding the choice of our Secretary of State. Joe Scarborough from Morning Joe claimed that Donald Trump was upset with his political advisor, Kellyanne Conway, a longtime friend of mine, because she correctly said on Twitter that there was much objection among the Trump foot soldiers to the appointment of Romney. Now, Mitt Romney didn't just oppose Donald Trump. He called him a fraud. He called Trump a phony. He called him a con man. That's not reasonable political discourse. Even worse, Mitt Romney's borrowed his political philosophy from the Bushes. He's a neocon, bellicose and warming up for war against Russia, a full-throated supporter of the Iraq War, and the other adventures around the globe that Americans are still paying for. Now, when Maggie Haberman of the New York Times wrote that that Trump was not upset with Kelly, Scarborough attacked Haberman viciously on Morning Joe. Here's the problem. Haberman is right. Scarborough is wrong. Donald Trump is not the source of Scarborough's report that Donald Trump is upset with Kelly for pointing out the opposition to Mitt Romney. I know who the source is. It is not Donald Trump. So in this case, a gold star for Kellyanne Conway. I think that she has wisely pointed out the pitfalls in this comity that is taking place. Now, Reince Priebus, the president's new president-elect's chief of staff designate, specifically denies that he has been pushing Romney. Well, he will fit right into the Washington Beltway crowd because he's not telling the truth. And in fact, there are those around the president-elect who seem to think the nomination of Romney would be a good idea. Now, if not Romney, who? That's an excellent question. Rudy Giuliani, the former New York mayor, has let it be known that this is a job that he would like, but it's not clear that he is the only candidate in the running. We also had David Petraeus, who joined Donald Trump yesterday for a meeting, and perhaps Petraeus is under consideration. Now, some reporters have asked me, how could you appoint Petraeus in view of the fact that he pled to a charge of misusing government documents? Well, Petraeus is a good man who made a bad mistake, but he didn't show classified documents to the Chinese or the Russians or the Saudis or the North Koreans, as Hillary Clinton most probably did by putting classified documents up on an unsecure server. No, David Petraeus made the mistake of showing them to his girlfriend, who was writing a book. So he has paid a price for that mistake. Now it's time for Hillary Clinton to pay the price for her mistake. So I actually think the appointment of Petraeus to, say, the Defense Intelligence Agency, for example, would be able to be used to highlight the disparity between what happened to Petraeus and what happened to Hillary Clinton. I also point out the name of General Mike Kelly, who is a former commandant of the or commander of the Marine Corps, one of another dark horses in the Secretary of State mix. And then, of course, there's Senator Corker from Tennessee, although I think he's a non-starter. Stay tuned for more about the Secretary of State sweepstakes here on InfoWars. We'll be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Answers, or so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, filling in for Alex Jones. Great bite there of the birds to open the segment. Before we go any further, I want to remind you about the Super Male Vitality Formula available at InfoWars.com. Now, there's a special right now. You can get this for 30% off. It's a terrific product. But more importantly, it helps you support the fight for freedom, support the fight for free expression, and the beacon of truth that is InfoWars. The revolution isn't free. It costs money to bring you the vital messages that have helped elect Donald Trump and foment a revolution in this country. So go to the InfoWars store. You can find the Super Male Vitality Formula. This has hundreds of five-star reviews. It's a terrific product. You can see what it's done for other listeners. So if you need a lift, this is the product for you. Go to the store now and grab this at 30% off. Now we are joined by Andy Wallace and Linda Habel from the Vote Protectors Organization. These folks are patriots that I worked with very closely in our Stop the Steal effort. They have been on the cutting edge of the liberty-oriented effort to ensure that we had a free and fair election. So, Andy, Lindsay, thank you for joining us here at InfoWars.
Well, thanks for having us on there, Roger.
You folks did a fantastic job in this most recent election. And therefore, I've got to ask, what got you started? What motivated you to start Vote Protectors?
Well, it's interesting, and let me just take a second to thank you for being the front man for the group, and also to thank everybody who got involved, all of our volunteers, all the boots on the ground. I'll tell you, frankly, I am a daily listener to InfoWars, and we were talking about, or Alex was talking about, election fraud, and it struck me this idea about exit polling. And I picked up the phone, and my idea was that every American had the capacity to do an exit poll for themselves after they got done voting themselves. So I called in, gave this idea, came up with the name Vote Protectors while I was on the phone with Alex, and started a Facebook page, and it was off and running just like that. And the response was phenomenal, unbelievable response. And within probably 2 weeks, I connected with Andy Bion, who is a tech guy in Canada, and he put the website together, and we were off to the races.
Well, as you know, we were so successful in our launch that 6 Democratic state committees went to federal court to try to prevent us from taking a simple exit poll claiming falsely that we plan to intimidate minority voters. In every one of those suits, we prevailed, except for Ohio, where, frankly, they jackpotted us by never serving us, so we didn't know we were being sued. Consequently, a lawyer representing us could not show up in court and present our side. The judge, a Democrat, ruled against us. We appealed to the 6th Circuit, where he was overturned. And then David Boies, the genius who ran the Al Gore 2000 recount, appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court to hear the case. They declined. Therefore, the score so far is Stone 2, Boies 0. I was gratified by that result, but, Andy, they called us thugs. They called us hoodlums.
Roger, I let me tell you that this was a real eye-opener for me. First of all, I want to encourage people that, you know, you hear on the show all the time that just a normal person can get involved and make a difference. And I'm a truck driver by trade. I didn't know that I could actually make a difference, and I did. So I want to encourage everybody that they can, too. Now, when this website went up, it was absolutely the most benign idea that there was until the Huffington Post somehow twisted something and made up a story out of complete thin air to make out that we were going to be doing voter intimidation and that we were thugs, which is laughable to me. It was the most ridiculous thing, and it just grew and grew through MSNBC and every day in the newspaper, this thuggery story, which was completely fabricated.
Yeah, no, they came up with this idea that we were somehow going to be issuing badges and therefore trying to pass ourselves off as election board officials, that we would be having armbands. It was only a matter of time before they accused us of carrying weapons. This was an absurdity. First of all, we weren't even addressing voters prior to their vote. This was not a poll watching operation. This was an effort to make sure that the voters tracked. So this is a good question for Lindsay. What kind of data did we collect on Election Day? And what do you feel the problems were at the polls that day?
Well, I feel that the biggest problems were the election fraud. As far as, let me go back a little bit. Prior to the election day, we were receiving all sorts of reports with irregularities. Texas is one of the states where people would vote for the Republican candidate, and when they were ready to submit their vote, they realized that it was switched to the Democrat candidate. And many times it was if they were voting straight Republican or also straight Democrat. It was happening in all of those cases. Some other, and then we moved on to Election Day. So Election Day for me started about after midnight. So we started receiving all different kinds of emails. And some of them, when the polls opened on the East Coast, were, again, the switching of the candidate for which the people had voted. The other is that in many states, your ballot, there was a paper ballot given. However, there was no way to track your ballot to your voter registration. So you would fill out the ballot, circle in the candidate for whom you're voting, and you would feed it into a machine, and it was gone. You don't know, you had no, there was no recourse. There was no way to tell what happened to your
vote. No paper trail, as they say.
None whatsoever. It was just all undocumented. We also received reports that the ballots were different from the sample ballots that were mailed over a month prior to the election. And the way the candidates were listed were very different, and they were far more confusing when the voter got to the booth. In New York, we found out, in upstate New York, that Hillary Clinton was listed twice. She was listed as the Democrat candidate, and she was also listed running for a party called the Working Family Party.
In New York State, New York State is one of the few states in the nation that actually permits that. So Donald Trump, for example, was the candidate of the Republican Party. He was also the candidate of the state conservative party. You have a multi-party system in New York where you have the Democrats, the Republicans, the Working Families Party, which is really just a front for the public employee unions. You have the long-standing New York Conservative Party, and in this election, for the first time, you had the Reform Party, which was constituted by getting 50,000 votes in the last statewide gubernatorial election. So the state does allow you to have the cumulative total of multiple party nominations in terms of the manner in which the election is conducted. Andy, let me ask you, are you watching what's going on in Wisconsin, and do you have some trepidation about that? I don't see any evidence that the Democrats have made any case or provided any evidence of actual fraud. Their complaints seem to be these computerized voting machines are hackable, duh, and, well, the polls were wrong. So if the poll showed Hillary winning and Trump won, the election must be wrong rather than maybe the poll was wrong.
Well, Roger, first of all, let me say that on Election Day, from the beginning to the end, our exit poll results nationwide, and this was consistent, nationwide, it was basically an 18-point difference in favor of Trump nationwide in our exit polling. So when we get to the final results nationwide, there's a huge variance from what we have. I am concerned about what's going on with these states. I'm concerned what happened in Michigan only because the big argument is that it was a paper ballot, all paper ballots. However, when they were late in reporting, they reported about a week after everybody else did, and they said one of the reasons why they were late was because there was a quote unquote glitch in the system. That concerns me. In Wisconsin, I don't think that there's anything founded there. But if they did a true investigation of Pennsylvania, I can tell you right now, there is without question voter fraud and election fraud that took place in Pennsylvania, and we have that documented. The problem is how do we go up against it with this attack on the election? I feel like, you know, our team, that the Trump team, that the whole Liberty movement is sitting back on its heels and acting like this isn't a big deal, and I feel like it's a pretty big deal.
All right, thanks, Andy. Great organization, Vote Protectors, and thanks for joining us here with this great report on InfoWars.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, filling in for Alex Jones. And joining me today is Kate Comptemko, who is a Trump activist here in Florida. Now, I first saw Kate on Newsmax being interviewed by Steve Malzberg, talking about music videos that she produced to help promote the election of Donald Trump. And I was extraordinarily impressed because Kate is 16 years old. She writes, performs, edits, mixes her own music, and then edits her own music videos to go along with the soundtrack. These are really impressive. When we put them up at Stone Cold Truth, they got an enormous audience. I'm convinced that Kate Comtemko is a future revolutionary, and that the talent she brings to the fight are really valuable. So thanks for joining us here at InfoWars. Kate, why did you make the video we're going to show here in a moment?
Well, I go to school, and I helped organize some of the Trump rallies, but I really wanted to do something else and show my support in a different way, so I wrote the song.
Pretty amazing. Let us go to the video, because folks have got to see this.
Chilling new ISIS propaganda video just surfacing, referencing the Paris attacks.
Tonight, the NYPD released a statement. New York City is a target.
Awful. 2 dead, 20 wounded. It was a bomb in cyberspace.
About the female jihadi.
To a new terror attack.
A 7-hour standoff.
As terrorists stormed it.
ISIS now.
Each case, ISIS.
Every day, every night. We keep on asking why. 1,000 lives sacrificed, and still we return and fight. All we ever hear is the same old talk. Empty promises about change, filled with lies and the fraud. We're gonna tell the real story without a fiction, with glory. There's not a day to spare. Let's make America great again. It's time to act, back on the track. The stakes are high, still a day tonight. Terrorists are back, it never stops. Enough with fake perfectness, political correctness. Over everything soldiers fought for. It's not a moment to spend. Let's make America great again. It's time to act, back on that track. The stakes are high, still day tonight. There is the dark, it never stops. Enough with fake perfectness, political correctness.
Let's go right to your clothes.
Give us something real. Give us something true. Don't let it reach the end. Let's make America great again. It's time to act, back on that track. The stakes are high until day tonight. There is the dark, it never stops. Enough with fake perfectness. It's time to act, back on that track. The stakes are high.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones here on InfoWars. And now, one of my favorite people, Sean Stone, actor, screenwriter, cinematographer, the son of legendary film producer and friend Oliver Stone, joins us on InfoWars. Now, Sean and I met some years ago in Hollywood. Our politics are not exactly the same, but I respect him as an articulate advocate for his point of view, and I want to talk about his new book, The New World Order. So thanks for joining us here at InfoWars, Sean Stone.
Roger, thank you. My namesake.
You know, I'm going to say right up front, we're not cousins, but we wish we were. Anyway.
Exactly.
So tell me about The New World Order. You know, I wrote a book on the Bushes. And unfortunately for me, it was called Jeb and the Bush Crime Family. And 11 days later, after I think Jeb Bush read this book, he dropped out of the presidential race. And therefore, the book never got the kind of focus that I wanted to get. But I was trying in that book to expose the New World Order. And I'm delighted to see that you're doing the same thing.
Absolutely. You know, one of the central figures of the book is a man that you would have some familiarity with. That's Henry Kissinger. Right? So essentially, it was Kissinger's mentor at Harvard, William Mandel Elliott. He was professor there for 40 years. Professor Emeritus, a very influential person, not only on young Kissinger, but young Brzezinski, Sam Huntington, George Bundy. You know, he taught so many people, obviously, in the politics department. And at the same time, Elliott himself was very much under the tutelage of the roundtable groups that Carol Quigley had exposed with his Tragedy and Hope. So when I was looking at Elliott's sort of pedigree, right, his history in terms of assuming that position of power at Harvard, I recognized, wow, he's really very much a disciple of the roundtable movement and their desire to essentially rebrand the British Empire, first as a British Commonwealth, and then I think, essentially, I would say the New World Order is very much the British Commonwealth plus the United States, operating under as much as possible international agreements, international laws, trying to basically institutionalize the destruction of nation states. And they openly used the term New World Order, so it wasn't like I even had to say this was a conspiracy theory. I just said, look, they're quoting on the various documents from the 20s all the way to the 50s, this term New World Order very clearly in all their think tank documents and their books that they're putting together, trying to basically formulate how we're going to control the world entering the 21st century. I think that was the strategy, the goal that they were looking to do. So that was the basis of this book. And in many ways, I think it's a small book. It's not a long, huge book, a tome like Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, but it hopefully can give people a sense of the mentality of imperialism and how it has been rebranded into these more benign, what are considered benign systems of power, whether it's the World Bank and IMF or United Nations or NATO and NAFTA and TPP and all these different organizations, these different forms of organizing globalized controls, right, to strip away national sovereignty.
Yeah, these are the seeds of globalism, although in this case, globalism led by the English-speaking nations, I guess. Kissinger has an interesting kind of trajectory because, of course, early in his career, he's considered a hardliner. He is considered the hardest of the hardliners. But when he sees a chance to emblazon his name in history, he really travels. He leaves his old comrades behind, and he very much becomes part of the globalist clique. I mean, frankly, when Donald Trump met with Dr. Kissinger in New York during the campaign, just after he wrapped up the Republican national nomination, it kind of sent a shudder up my back. You know, the hair on the back of my head was standing up. I think Kissinger's, has left his moorings long ago. What are you looking for? Now, you have a movie out, as I recall. Tell me about your other project.
Yeah, sure. So the other project is a documentary that we released on RT. RT.com, it's up there. You can watch the whole thing. It's called A Century of War. And it's relevant to the documentary. It's very much more of we're looking, obviously, the Century of War being from 1917 to the present, the U.S.'s Century of War since World War I, and how much we've expanded as this globalized, militarized empire. Really, I would say the U.S. is not an empire in itself, but there is a financial elite, and again, more of an Anglo-American empire that drives it. And we've seen this global domination by the military across the globe, but at the same time, we're seeing deindustrialization at home and a lack of the peace. Basically, we never resorted back to the peacetime industries that you would have seen, for example, all the way from the Civil War up to World War II was this tremendous growth and development. And it carried over up into the 50s and 60s and 70s, but then by the mid-70s, when we went off the Bretton Woods system, we basically disconnected from in the manufacturing and having an industrial base at home and tariffs and things like this. We really started shifting after Nixon, I would say, was really the breaking point, that they shifted hardcore into this global monetarist empire. And so we look at the documentary, looks at the consequence to America, really the industrialized epicenter, the urban center, the former urban centers that are now very much decayed ghettos and whatnot in Baltimore, for example, Detroit, and obviously so many other cities that have been decimated by those policies, but not just for the working class, but even the middle class has been beginning to shrink and really see the consequence of what happens when you essentially financialize your economy, when you turn it all over to the banks and to debt and replace people's real wages with debt. And that's what the document looks at. We also look at the nature of how we can move forward. Some of the things we really promote are breaking from the petrodollar economy, because ever since 73, 74, we basically replaced the gold standard with the oil standard, right? And that's very much been the only thing that's keeping the dollar, I would say, so strong in the world, despite the fact that our economy is, from a physical economy point of view, I think is we've been failing. But we have this plethora of dollars because of everyone having to pay for their oil through the dollar, right, all over the world. And that's basically sustained the U.S. currency, so it's sort of fictional wealth that's taken over. And, you know, militarism, banking, you know, real estate, medicine, these are obviously major industries in this country, but I think the most people are not feeling the prospects for their own future. And so we're trying to say, let's reinvigorate the American dream. How do we reinvigorate America? And I think it has to do with not just government spending, but also, you know, having smart spending in terms of infrastructure, things that, you know, people can obviously build, high-speed rail systems, moving towards nuclear fission and fusion processes. We talk about cold fusion, for example, things that can replace the oil economy. We talk about 3D printing, being able to bring job manufacturing back home, for example, closer to home, the idea of local economics replacing the global economics. So that's what we're trying to talk about in the documentary, is how do we revitalize, hopefully, America, we inspire America, because I see, from my perspective as a millennial, I don't see the greatness that we saw at the end of it was dying by the end of the 20th century, and I see it's been a decline, I believe, really going back to the 70s and 80s.
Well, of course, I'm one who thinks that Nixon's closing the gold window is perhaps his single greatest mistake of his presidency. But, Sean, the way you sound, maybe Donald Trump should put you in the cabinet, because I think he's very deeply committed to rebuilding the infrastructure of America, the roads, the bridges, the tunnels, the harbors, the schools, the hospitals. This is a deep passion of his. I know that he is looking at a number of very innovative ways to finance infrastructure revitalization without having to add to our incredible and daunting national debt. He is, after all, a builder, and I think he has to build. This, I think, really connected with blue-collar Americans in this most recent election. Trump is absolutely right. Fly into LaGuardia Airport in New York sometime. You really do feel like you're flying into a third world country. It is run down. It is filthy. It is not efficient. And it looks like it was 1950. I mean, it's an abomination. Now, Governor Andrew Cuomo has announced a multi-billion dollar plan to redo the airport. There's only one minor problem. He doesn't have the money. So I think that you're going to see some innovative financial alternatives to rebuild our overall economy. I'm kind of interested in the fact that you're on RT. I've seen your show, Watching the Hawks, which I love. And as one who is accused of being a Russian asset, of being a Russian spy, of filling my pockets with Russian money in the most recent election, I've got to believe working at RT is kind of an experience. I mean, I think the Russians were maligned in this election. We got to a point, it seemed to me, where if you weren't for thermonuclear war with the Russians over Syria, well, then you must be a traitor to the United States. You must be in the employ of Putin. What's your take?
Right. You know, for a lot of us, I think that became the major issue for this election. I think people didn't quite account for that fact in Trump's victory, but a lot of people were very concerned about the foreign policy issue, that we feel there is a buildup to nuclear war, World War III, with Russia, currently over Syria, which is the most insane story of all. I mean, it's like watching, it's really watching 1984 with the Syria situation where every month the enemy changes. And even a month ago, I think it was, or 2 months ago, Washington Post says, well, we can't destroy ISIS just yet because they're actually a stabilizing factor now. I mean, this is how insane our liberal establishment has become, so-called liberal establishment. It's an establishment. I think they play both liberal and conservative. But the point is that the establishment itself is insane about Syria. They're so dead set on getting rid of Assad. They're overtly supporting Al-Qaeda-related networks and ISIS-related networks in Syria towards that end. And so because Russia is very much in favor of Assad, keeping Assad in power as a stabilizing force, that seems to have become a red line. And a lot of people, I think, are very scared of what would have happened if Hillary came into power with her mentality that the Russians are public enemy number one. It's, it harkens back to the Cold War. A lot of people grew up with that mentality, so it's easy to fall back into that trap. But the fact is we still have sanctions on Russia. The British, I think, are a major factor in that because when you read my New World Order book, you'll recall that, you know, Russia was the enemy of the British, not the Americans. Russia is much more akin to America, you see, because it's a massive land-based country, has tremendous natural resources, population that spans all of Eurasia. So it's really everything from Asians to, you know, white, blonde people to, you know, to Asians and Muslims. I mean, all incorporated into this massive country, right? So it's actually a multicultural nation like America and a system of industry and technology. So Russia was like America, but the British hated the Russian Empire, you see, because the British were always maritime traders. So they were the ones that were constantly pitted against the Russians. And the Russians even helped America in the Civil War by sending ships to New York and San Francisco to make sure the British stayed out of the war, because the British were going to intervene on the side of the South because the British liked the slave trade. You know, it helped for their cotton manufacturing, right? It was cheap cotton from the South. So it's really interesting how Russia historically should have been our ally and has been pitted as the enemy because of, I believe, this Anglo-American alliance.
Well, I think President-elect Trump favors a period of détente. I think he favors hard-headed negotiations with the Russians to see if we might coexist in peace. And for that, he was accused of treason. I'm not sure Americans understand how close the Obama-Clinton policies brought us to war with Russia. Now, we do need to resolve the questions of Ukraine and the Crimea, but at the same time, I don't think nuclear war serves anyone. You know, also, going back to something you said, more and more as I've gotten older, I've come to believe that left and right is kind of a device that is used to divide us and distract us from the fact that there is a power elite running the country, indeed the world. They have no ideology other than the ideology of money, the ideology of power. At the end of the day, 3 out of 10 of the Bernie Sanders voters voted for Donald Trump, I think, on the issues of war and on the issues of trade. And I thought from the beginning, my calculation was that had that been 2 out of 10, Trump would have lost. It was essential to get beyond the ideological labels for people to get to understand that in some ways, and on a number of key issues, Sanders and Trump had more in common than they had apart, and Trump's opponents for the nomination and Hillary Clinton were in fact neocons, a continuation of the Bush-Obama-Clinton line of succession that was all planned out for us. So at the end of the day, there were a number of Union Democrats who probably still consider themselves liberals who ended up voting for Donald Trump, bringing him in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, the victory that so completely surprised the mainstream media. So just to review, I'm urging people to go out and get your book, New World Order. I ordered it this morning on Amazon. I'm going to look up A Century of War, your documentary on RT. And lastly, just let me thank you for joining us here on InfoWars, Sean Stone, and I'll look you up next time I'm in Hollywood.
Or New York or D.C. It's always a pleasure
any
to see
place.
You. Any
place. Look forward. Thank you, Sean. All right. Thank you very much for Sean Stone. I want to remind you again today that you can go to the InfoWars.com store. There's two products here I really like. One I have to mention. It's called Silver Bullet, and it is a colloidal. About 2 weeks before the election, I was exhausted. I was putting in 18-hour days, and I felt a cold coming on. Now, I had read that colloidals were very useful for boosting the immune system, and I immediately ordered a bottle of Silver Bullet, and I got to tell you, it knocked my cold out. It's 50% off now. This is a terrific product, and it works prophylactically. So the minute you feel a cold coming on, I recommend it because it worked for me, and I was right back to the barricades after a couple doses. It's a terrific product, folks. Help support the revolution.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free on the $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. PrivatePowerGrid.com.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, filling in for the great Alex Jones. Big shoes to fill. Today, I have a couple breaking news announcements. First and most important, the Hillary for Prison 2017 T-shirts are now available at InfoWars.com. This is a fight that is not yet over. Either we are a land of laws, or we are a nation of men. We've been told repeatedly that no person is above the law. That means no woman is above the law either. So let your neighbors know, let all Americans know that we demand that the justice system run its course, and that the decision about prosecuting Hillary Clinton be made not by the president, but by a grand jury and by a judicial process. So help us demand the prosecution of the Clintons by getting your Hillary for Prison 2017 t-shirt available at the Infowars.com store now. I'm going to be giving these out for Christmas as well. The other announcement I want to make is that my new book, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution, is now available for pre-order at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, and very soon will be available at the InfoWars store. Now, this is an insider's view of how Donald Trump got to the White House. And it starts way back in the beginning, 1988, when Donald Trump first made a trip to New Hampshire to speak to the Portsmouth, New Hampshire Chamber of Commerce, and the very first Draft Trump for President Committee was founded. We take you through 2000, when Trump seriously considered running as a candidate for the U.S. Reform Party, the party of Ross Perot and my good friend Jesse Ventura. Then we are going to chart the meteoric rise of Trump to the head of the pack in this year's presidential contest. First, we touch on 2012 and the fact that he briefly led Mitt Romney in the national Republican polls, in the end made the error, I think he would admit that, of endorsing Romney. And then fast forward to 2016, where he zooms to the head of the pack and then enters into a death struggle with Hillary Clinton. This is a fight about globalism. This is both a big picture look at the 2016 election in the style of Theodore H. White's famous Making of the President series, 1960, 1964, 1968. But it's also going to give you behind the scenes vignettes of what was really happening in Trump land. This is a book that I know Donald Trump will like. And we chart the rise of the alternative conservative media and the impact of InfoWars in my new book, The Making of the President 2016. I urge you to go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble to grab this now. I believe it will be the first definitive inside look on how Donald Trump pulled the greatest political upset in U.S. history. Thank you for having me here on InfoWars. It has been a great experience. Keep an eye on that Wisconsin recount. It's a phony. They have produced no evidence of voter fraud, but we must be vigilant. So keep the faith, and victory or death.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.